You know, in years past, I have started off my sermon on today's text with a story about fishing. It was a story from when I lived in Morehead City, North Carolina, which is only about 35 miles from the Gulf Stream. There's a large offshore sport fishing fleet. And a pastor friend of mine was coming to visit. He asked if we could plan a fishing trip. So I asked a member of the church if he would take us. He was a big fisherman. And not only did he take us, he hired a guide, a professional fishing guide, a guide known for helping people accomplish the Carolina Slam, which means to catch three coveted sport fish, yellowfin tuna, wahoo, and dolphin fish, all in one day. I mean, these guys knew fishing. And so when the day dawned, it was too windy to go offshore. So we went fishing inshore, in the Sound, the tidal creeks, and it was such a horrible, terrible, no good day of fishing. The only thing we caught literally all day was lizard fish. Ugly, skinny, bony lizard fish. Can't eat them. Don't even use them for bait. We stopped at a seafood market on the way home to buy dinner. So I used to start my sermons on today's gospel text from the 5th chapter of Luke with that story, but today I'm not going to do that. I'm not even going to tell that story. And you can go home and tell people you didn't hear a fishing story at all. And here's the reason. I used to think this gospel story about Jesus calling the first disciples from among this gang of fishermen was a great lead-in to talk about evangelism. And the reason I told that story, the one I'm not going to tell you, is to illustrate the point that no matter how much you plan catching people's just like fishing, you never know what'll happen. You never know whether it's going to be a Carolina Slam story or a lizard fish story. And all you can do is just keep fishing, keep telling the story of Jesus, of God's love, never knowing who you might bring to church. But today I'm not going to do that, even though it's a good message. It's a true message. But I'm not telling that. And do you know why? Because after all these years of preaching on this story and the parallel stories from Matthew and Mark, after all these years of hearing Jesus in the stories say, from now on you will fish for people, at this point, I don't think that story, especially the one in Luke today, I don't think those stories are about evangelism. I don't think Jesus meant, when he said fishing for people, he meant getting people to come to church. I'm not even sure that he means catching people for him to join his group. I'm not sure that he meant us to take the metaphor that literally. Why? Because that's not what he announced that he was about. Remember, for the last 2 weeks, we looked at chapter 4. I don't think you can read chapter 4 today without looking back at chapter 3, where Jesus began his ministry proclaiming what he is about, saying, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim relief to those weighed down with debt." And then remember, his neighbors were like, "Yes, this good news is for us." And Jesus said, "No, I came to bring this message to all people, to proclaim the reign of God's love for you and your neighbor, for those you think unworthy, even your enemy, for all who cry out for help from God for all people. The word of the Lord. That's what Jesus said. And it hit me that you can't read any part of Luke without thinking back on these prophetic words with which Jesus opened his ministry. You can't read today's story about the call of the disciples without thinking back to those prophetic words, his declaration of who he is and what God has sent him to do. So when Jesus says, from now on you will be fishing for people, he's not talking about bringing people in to church. He's talking about going out to catch people up in this act of salvation that God is doing for the world. About catching people up in God's justice. About catching people up in God's tearing down of that which oppresses, which hurts, setting people free, healing people, casting out evil. He's talking about the good news of God's love, God's help, God's wholeness, God's restoration, God's grace exploding into reality out in the world. Changing the world. So that's why now, to me, my story about fishing, that sometimes you catch people and sometimes you don't, which might be a good point, it doesn't really hit me as the main point of this passage from Luke. When Jesus says, let's go fishing, to these tired fishermen who are cleaning up their nets after a hard night's work, Simon said, Jesus, we've done all that before. We failed. It didn't work. It was too much. We don't feel like trying again. But Jesus insisted, and with his help, they hauled in a miraculous catch. So the question for proclaiming God's love to the world is, can we look past the times when we were unwilling or unable or when we failed to bring good news, to bring hope, to bring help and healing, and try again? Can we look beyond the past, trusting that God is leading us forward into being a sign of God's reign, God's salvation, God's help? Today. Now, after that miraculous catch, Simon, as we heard, responded not as you might expect, excited, inspired, fired up. No, it was the opposite. He was like, no, master, I can't do it. I'm not good enough. I'm not holy enough for this work. I'm too broken. I'm not worthy of this calling. But Jesus didn't turn away from Simon and the others. Why? Because he wasn't looking for people who were perfect. He wasn't looking for people who were holy enough. He wasn't looking for people who were without flaws, without sin. He was looking at these fishermen, regular, real, broken, yet marvelous and special guys. He was not looking for people who had their own power, who could give their own help, who could proclaim salvation in their own name. He was calling people who could proclaim God's power, God's help, God's salvation. The question for us is, can we look beyond our own imperfections, our own brokenness, our own sin, trusting? Trusting that our brokenness, our own need for healing, help, wholeness, repentance, justice, freedom, salvation is exactly what makes us qualified to joyfully proclaim the gifts of God. Look what God gave us. Let us share it with you. Do not be afraid, Jesus said. From now on, you will be fishing with me. You will be catching hold of people. Fear not. You will be reaching out alongside me with God's power, with God's love, with God's good news, with God's help, healing, wholeness, with God's salvation. Today at the later service, we're going to baptize little baby Arthur, who's my grandson. Those of you who knew that knew I wouldn't possibly make it through the sermon without mentioning it. But the baptism of a baby, of every baby, is a picture, a perfect picture of God calling us to discipleship. Why? Because he's a baby. He has no power. He has no help to give. He has no skills to offer. And yet in baptism, he's called, claimed by God, declared to be God's child, called to proclaim the good news of God's reign of love, God's help and salvation. And we grow into that always. We're always growing into that with God's guidance. God pours grace out upon us so that we can proclaim the power of God's grace. What we need is what all people need. Friends, this is the good news. Jesus is speaking to us today. Do not worry about the times in the past when you failed or were too tired. Do not worry about whether you are good enough or worthy enough. Do not be overwhelmed. Do not be afraid. You're not going alone. You're being sent together. We are going together with one another, with Jesus, God with us, into the community, into the world, into our daily lives, to all whom we meet, proclaiming God's reign of love, God's help, God's healing, God's gift of wholeness for the poor, for the sick, the suffering, the oppressed, the broken, the sinful, the cast aside, to us, to our neighbor, to the stranger, to our enemy, to all who cry out for help in the midst of this world. This is the good news. God is calling us to fish for people, to go out and catch people up in the love and grace and mercy and healing and hope and joy that we have been given ourselves. Amen.